Ron Shera began writing for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He was an outdoor beat writer, and now he founded Ron Shera Productions. And of course, you know Minnesota Bound. And that is one of the most popular shows in the Upper Midwest and certainly here in Fargo. And Ron Shera joins us on KFGO. Hello, Ron.
Oh, Sandy, that was a wonderful introduction. You read it just like I wrote it.
Yes. Well, I did improvise a little from memory, so.
Very nice of you. Well, yeah, the countdown for Minnesota's deer season is underway. The the excitement builds into Friday night, Saturday morning. I'm not sure that's true of the white-tailed deer, although their excitement is building too, because their mating season is peaking here in a couple of weeks.
Sure. And so how many hunters will be out there in the woods?
Well, roughly, there's a big figure, roughly 500,000 Minnesota deer licenses will be sold. And so that does not include archery, I don't believe. So it's a 500,000 people, and that... DNR estimates that roughly 180 to 190,000 deer will go home to end up in freezers. So,
wow,
that sounds like a lot. Although compared to Wisconsin or Michigan or Texas, it's not that big. And Wisconsin has like a million deer hunters.
No kidding. Well, in North Dakota, I think our deer population has been dwindled a bit.
Well, I think you've had some tough winters, and that doesn't help. So they may have, who knows, I'm not that familiar with North Dakota's situation, but maybe they allowed too many, doe permits or whatever. And so, but they can bounce back. Deer have a tremendous reproductive potential, and they can bounce back. So Minnesota kind of manages its deer by managing the number of does permits that it allows. If you don't have a doe permit, Minnesota, you're just limited to bucks only. And as Jack understands, males are, they can be, you can get rid of them. It doesn't matter.
You just shoot me.
Yeah, there
I've
you go.
Said that a million times. So the deer camp, is it your traditional thing going with the same people who are now old and all of that?
Well, yeah, you didn't have to say they're old, Jack, but yeah, we're going to a deer camp, and actually, I told my wife the other day, although I love sitting in a tree, I love deer hunting, I love listening to the woods, and there's something special about a November woods. One of the great things I like to do is sit around a campfire. It's, in November, coolness, the fire feels good, and maybe a glass of wine, a cigar, something. Jack, you can understand that.
Yeah.
So. Well, I can't. What am I? Chopped liver? I can understand that.
Well, Sam.
The only part that I have a little problem with is that, where do you, what do you, well, no, I don't have a problem
She's
with
worried
any
about
of it.
The bathing issue.
Bathing? What's that?
Yeah. Hey, do you take a Dutch oven with you, too, when you go to the camp?
We're probably not that fancy, but we take some pretty good steaks up there, and we're not going to starve to death. And but we have running water. You run to get it, but we have electricity. That's based on something that produces electricity.
Battery.
And, there you go.
Generator.
Generator. We have a generator, and so I think Sandy was concerned about one aspect of the human condition. We have an outhouse, so that's
good.
What you do.
Where do you go? I mean, generally speaking.
Generally in the Brainerd area.
Ah.
Not too far from there. And, I've been up a couple times. I've got my deer stands up, et cetera. I haven't seen a deer yet. So that's bothering me, deer camp. But I know they're around, and... so you go out there and you take your chances. Deer hunting is not deer killing. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed one, nor should you be guaranteed one. Roughly, Sandy and Jack, roughly 30% of the 500,000 people that go out will come home with venison. The rest of us will say, hey, had a great time, maybe next year.
Is everybody still well in your party? I mean, we've been talking to you for years now and about the family and friends that go with you. Is everybody doing okay?
Well, interesting you would ask that, Sandy, because John Larson, who has been my longtime companion at deer camp, his son had a freak accident, got hit on the head at a construction deal and he's you know in his office, and so he's got serious complications with concussions, and he won't be there. And my brother, one of my brothers, who has come all those years, has got brain cancer, and I don't know if he's going to make it either. I just talked to him before I talked to you. Robert lives in Hutchinson. He's had two brain surgeries. So life goes on, and maybe Sandy, the lesson is remember, cherish these moments, because even though I've been deer hunting a long time, fishing openers a long time, you never know when that might be the last one with family and
friends. Boy, isn't that the truth? And that I'm sure that you've spoken to the heart of many people, too, who are listening to you, who, you know, maybe someone is not there this year at deer camp, and for reasons, you know, like health and family issues. And so our best to your brother and to your nephew, Ron.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We've done stories about that same thing you're talking about. A guy has been there for a long time, passes away, his deer hunting buddies take his ashes and spread them up underneath the deer stand where he used to sit.
I
mean, it's that kind of thing that happens.
Ron, excuse me, Ron, did you ever get chased around a campfire by a guy with a pistol making you dance because you said you wanted to talk about gun control? And he says, gun control? I'll show you gun control. He pulled out his handgun and started blazing at my feet, and I was running around the campfire.
Is that you?
That was
That happened to you?
Did that ever happen to you, Ron?
Oh. You know, I hang around with different people than you do, Jack.
Well,
you know, I have to tell you, Ron, that this morning we mentioned to a couple people that you were going to be on, and the first thing they said was they mentioned your daughter, your beautiful daughter, Laura.
And
she's joined your a cast of personalities, hasn't she? And what a stunner she is.
Well, thank you. She's a natural on television, and she's on our show we call Due North Outdoors, which appears on Fox Sports North all over North Dakota, by the way, and Minnesota, South Dakota. And she's also on our show we call Destination Polaris, which is on the national Fox Sports network. I used to kid her. I said, you don't even know how to start one of these ATVs, which was probably true, but now she rides them and Colorado. She's out last week in California in sand dunes, and right now she's hanging around the Country Music Awards. So.
Oh, well, good. All right. Great. Hey, how's Raven?
Raven is doing fine. I thought that's who you were going to ask me about. So you see, Sandy, I'm third place now.
Yeah.
It's Raven first, Laura, and then now me.
Do you take Raven to deer camp?
Oh, I used to, but I don't anymore. There's not much for her to do. Hang around deer camp, and I just don't, it's just nothing for her to do there, so I kind of, she's happier just being at home.
Well, Ron Shara, thank you so much for joining us. I have to tell you again that my nephew Joe, down in Moundsview, still has your autographed picture on his billboard, and it's literally right next to his grandpa's picture when he was a kid, and so you're right up there with Elmer, and he's so proud of it, and he's just, they love you, and we do too. Thank you.
Well, appreciate that. I'm honored, and thanks for have a good, safe hunt out there.
And no offense, Ron, but I've got a picture of your beautiful daughter autographed on my bulletin board.
I knew you would, Jack. I knew you would.
See you,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you.